maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Did you stop the program?
I couldn't. It's on the air now.
I'll stop it if I have to tear down the studio.
Crossed over.
Oh, boy. Who was that?
No, that's Mike.
Oh,
Mike,
wow.
Dorsey.
And he sounded mad.
Oh, he hates this show. He's tried to shut this down many, many times.
Goldust at
it can't
feet.
Kill us.
No.
On the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon. And welcome. It is the fifth day of August, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
No, that's
3rd of June.
Yeah, a couple of months ago.
Now, people may be wondering, how long is he going to keep doing that stupid bit? A long time.
How long do we do any bits?
A long time.
Yes.
We go beyond the point where they're worn out and irritating. We take it past that. So, folks, I just came back from the Department of Revenue, and I'd like to share my worst experience ever. And it didn't have anything to do with the lady who waited on me. And I tell you this story because every once in a while there's something that will happen to me, and I know that 98% of you have had this happen. And the 2% of you are those who don't drive cars, or you don't have to get your own plate stickers. You have your secretary do it or something. Because there are people who never have to go there. You know, boss, go down and get my plates renewed. You know, that guy. Well, you know, most of us have to do it ourselves. So here's where I'll start. As you know, I bought, within 3 days of each other, two new vehicles from Johnny Londoff. I bought a Tahoe and I traded Corvettes. So I have to go get plates for both of these. And I always dread it because, for a couple of reasons, it's a depressing place. And I don't know about all these license offices, these departments, but the ones I've been in, the furniture and the Formica and everything is from 1960. They've never upgraded them. It's exactly the way it looked 50 years ago when you walked in. And maybe that's by design. They want it to be depressing. Or maybe it's they don't have the money to put in nicer counters. It's just, it looks dated and old.
Yes.
And everybody in there looks miserable. Everybody waiting for their plates, they look miserable.
Everybody looks, and even some of the people, I've been to a license bureau, though, where some of the people are really, really nice behind the counter. But most of the time,
yeah,
they're like miserable and aggravated with everything.
Now, I walked in and pulled that tab, that number, and it was number 6. And I looked up on the wall, and the, you know, the LED thing that tells the number they're on said 99. So they were waiting on customer 99. I'm number 6. I thought, this is great. That's only 5 people before me, and then I'm up. I was there exactly 1 hour.
Ooh.
1 hour to handle 5 people in front of me. And here's why. There were only 2 women behind those little teller-like windows. So when the woman finally called 6, and they look up at that thing and click, 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 change the number, 6. I said, oh, whew, that's me. She says, renewal? And I said, no, it's new plates. I'm sorry, I am only trained to do renewals. I'm new, and I haven't been trained on new plates. 7?
Yeah.
And the 7th person was new plates. She said, I'm sorry. 8. She went to 12. So from me, 6 up to 12, we're all still having to sit waiting for the one woman who's trained to do renewals. It was unbelievable. There were 18 people sitting in there with numbers, tabs, and two sitting outside. They couldn't take any more. They just went out and sat on a bench outside. Now, how is it that so many of these people who work in, I don't know, state offices, county offices, government offices, city jobs, it not only are they usually understaffed, but the people have sort of a I'm not in a hurry attitude. Even when they can see there are lots of people, it's just, and they carry on conversations that you can hear. I told my husband, I said, I told you, you should have gone to a doctor, and you want to go, hey, you got 20 people here, and they're having a personal conversation. Now, the part that really got me, while I'm finally standing at the window, I finally get up there. The other woman, not the one waiting on me, says to the woman waiting on me, she looks over and goes, what time are you working till 5? You working till 5? She says, yeah, I'm here till 5. She says, well, I'm getting off at 4. She says, because I came in an hour early. So I'm taking off an hour early at 4 because I'm meeting some friends. And I thought my head was going to explode because a couple of things that I wanted to say. I wanted to go, hey, first of all, nobody cares. Nobody in here cares. And the last thing you want us to know is that no matter what, you're blowing out of here at 4 o'clock because you got to meet your friends. And by golly, you're not working 1 minute of overtime. And that's the part that gripes me. And these are people who will never succeed. They will never make a lot of money. They'll never run a business because they're not willing to work 1 minute over the 8 hours or the overtime. She made it clear. Well, I just want you to know I'm leaving at 4 because I came in an hour earlier. And I thought, wouldn't it be great if somebody said, you know, I'm supposed to get off at 4, but look at this. We are so backed up. I'm going to stay and help you. I'll just tell my friends I'll be an hour late. No. She's leaving at 4. I went to Clayton one time. I had to go into Clayton into some government office.
Oh, I hate
it. It was the
that.
Worst. It was the worst. And there was a great big fat woman in there eating a bag of chips. And she's on the phone. Now I'm waiting and other people are waiting and she's on the phone and they're not at the least bit afraid of you hearing what they're talking about and letting you know that it's not business. And she said something like, I said, well, I'll tell you something, girlfriend. I would have dumped his ass a month ago. And I, honest to goodness, I said, I went just like this. I went, hey, chip eater. And she looked over at me. I said, why don't you put those chips down and get off the personal call and help me out here? You know what she said to me? I am on break.
Oh, yeah. They don't do anything when they're on break.
Oh, doesn't matter. And you know, these are people that if they got an hour for lunch, by golly, they're taking 60 minutes. They're not coming back 10 minutes early to help out their coworker. They're taking that break. If it's a half an hour, they're taking it all. You people are never going to be successful at anything.
I don't think they care. I think they just want to say, I'm going to retire because I'm working for the government.
Yeah. But and this thing it. Today, and this is a great office. I've been in there 50, 60 times. And I've never had an experience like today. 20 people, two people. And there was a third guy, some young guy, and he was behind there too. Yet he never waited on anybody. He was back there. I don't know what he was doing. Flipping through some papers, and I wanted to go, hey, man, why don't you jump in here and renew some of these plates and help out? Because I know you do it. I've been here before, and I've seen you. Why don't you put that aside? But you can't do that because
no.
They'll call the police and then tell the police that we've got a crazy maniac in here. You know the scene in Airplane where the guy sitting in the seat hangs himself?
Yes.
Because
that one guy's talking.
Talking so much you can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
It's a good thing there's not any rope around the Department of Revenue. I would have hung myself to death. Wow.
I had to go into Clayton and get a permit when we were putting in the pool. Oh, my, you talk about a nightmare.
We were putting in the pool. I think a lot of people can relate to that nightmare.
Well, it was
putting
yeah.
a pool in.
But it was an absolute nightmare to go in, and you had to have drawings, and you had to have
oh, sure.
all this certain thing. And then you get to a certain point.
And you never have quite enough. You have
no.
to come back.
Then you have to come back. I had to go back like 3 or 4 times.
Here's the part today that really got me. When I finally get up there, I traded in a car. In both of these cases, there were trade-ins. There was a trade-in for the Tahoe, and there's a trade-in for the Corvette. And she said, oh, I see these are trade-ins. I need the plates from the other cars. I said, well, I don't have them. I didn't drive either one of those cars. She said, well, I'm sorry. Now, she said it in a way like, I'm sorry, you're going to have to come back. She said, but I need those plates. And I said, wait a second. I've been coming in here for years. I've never, ever brought old plate. When did this start?
Yeah.
Oh, this is for some time now. We require...
It's always been for some time.
Yeah.
They never give you anything
I said,
back.
Really? I said, there's no... You can't give me new plates without... Well, she said, I can, but there's going to be a fine. Now, the way she said it in a way that made me think... Oh, I'm not going to want, this is going to be $300. It's going to be some big fine, and I'm just not going to want, I'll have to go back and get the plates. And I said, well, how much is the fine? She said, it's $8.50. I said, fantastic. I'll take it. I'll take it for both of them. I said, for goodness sakes, you know, $17 or go all the way home, take off and unscrew four plate, bring them back out for $17. Fine. Fine me. So I paid the fine. I was glad to pay it. My goodness, in the whole scheme of things, it was nothing. Can you think of any other place that's as irritating as that? Well, doctor's offices, sometimes waiting rooms, but I mean consistently.
No, consistently.
And everybody in there looks like they want to kill themselves.
Yes.
And I don't know that I understand. And then, of course, there's usually, not always, sometimes it's just silence. People are sitting there depressed, waiting for their 17.
Oh, yeah.
But today was a day when there was one of those guys who wants to start talking.
Oh.
And he talks loud. And he says, can you believe this? And he's loud. He goes, look at this. All these people and two people behind the kids. I'll tell you, these damn places, I don't know what. And he goes on and on and on. And then that leads into him telling me about, and everybody can hear it, you know, I don't understand this. I was in here, it wasn't that long ago, and I had 9 titles I wanted to transfer because I had 9 cars. And I'm putting them all in a trust so that my wife won't have to. And he goes this whole story that nobody cares about. And I just thought, oh, my goodness, I don't know which I want to kill myself over more, this guy that's next to me or the fact that I can't get waited on here.
Don't you just want to, sometimes you just want to go, hey, buddy, we can hear you, and we don't care.
And he wasn't even on a cell phone, and he was doing that loud talking thing. And everybody in there was just kind of rolling their eyes. And then he gradually, it led somehow into him talking about how he and his wife, when they travel, they like to take the back roads. And I just want to go, I don't care about anything you're talking about. I don't care about any of this. So I'm back from that experience. And we talked about this once before. And I said, in my life, the only other place that I remember dreading going into, because everybody in there was a loser, is the laundromat. And I was a loser, too. And because you're all of you are people who cannot afford a washer and dryer. That's who you all are. And it's so depressing. It smells good because it smells like those Bounce, you know, thing.
Right.
It's a good smelling place, but it's so depressing. And then you watch everybody's underwear. You watch them put it in and take it out and fold it. And one of the greatest days of our lives after we were married was when we got our own washer and dryer. Woohoo! Wow, that was a great day. No more, you know, those plastic baskets with squares cut out that you could see through them. You know, those big old laundry baskets. Wow, never having to carry those in again. Laundromat. And, of course, you never have quite enough quarters. You got one more load to do, and you're short a quarter or two. And you got to go to another loser who can't afford a wash and dry and go, hey, man, you got a quarter. Oh, everything about it. Horrible. Whew, I feel better. I feel better after I talk about things that drive me nuts. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
This is Eon, the Peon, and he'll be followed after the break by the one and only Dan Strauss. Peon, it's all yours.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I had a list of facts yesterday, and it was a rousing success.
I got lots of emails off the charts.
Yeah. So I thought, hey, well, let's just do some more random facts every day. And today I found a list that just happens to be facts about breasts.
Whoa,
so
is this going to be
random.
Like, could this be like a... instead of in the Burke segment, this could actually be like a little feature, Peon's feature.
Well, it's popular because here, this is from what he did yesterday. Dear Frank, that thing Peon did yesterday with that list of facts, that was so entertaining. Please, 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 more of that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So this one just randomly happens to be about breasts today. Huh. I just kind of randomly went out to the internet and go, hey, give me a list of facts. And this one popped up and it just happened.
You weren't
to
even
popped
looking
up
for breasts.
No.
That's just what
no
came up.
I don't think I've ever typed breast in Google before.
No.
So these are 9 surprising facts about breasts.
I can't
you
wait.
Probably did not know.
I bet you knew some of them, though. Go ahead.
This is how the article starts. Bazongas, boobies, the girls, whatever you call them. Breasts are surprising for those that have them and those that don't.
Mm.
Turning up around puberty for women, estrogen and growth hormone cause the development of breasts.
I feel sorry for you and I off the air talked about this yesterday.
Yes.
I feel sorry for real flat-chested women. There's some women who have boy chests. I feel really sorry for them.
Yes.
It's just,
you can tell that, yeah, because I've heard women talk about that.
In
that
life.
They say, you
clothes don't fit right.
Right. Yeah. It is unfortunate. It's an unfortunate thing. Mm. But breasts are made up of glandular and fatty tissue.
Like, I knew that. Mm.
So here are 9 more things you may not have known about the mammaries.
All right.
After all, they are our breast friends.
Oh, that's so clever. That is so clever.
The first one, some women, and I'm going to change the words here, can reach that special place, that happens during love.
The big
making.
O?
Yes.
Oh, just
via
yes
stimulation of that area.
You say these are things you didn't know, but I knew that.
There
are women
you probably
didn't
have, know. So you're probably going to know more of these.
They can have the big O just from playing with
them. Two high-profile sex educators conducted an in-depth study to bolster claims that women could reach that place through
stimulation
alone.
If you've been watching Masters and Johnson, you know this, because it came up in one episode that they discovered in their research that there were women who just through paying particular attention to that portion
that
of the
area
anatomy could reach the peak.
So in their study, they found and reported about 1% of women in their research told them of that ability, just playing with their pair.
They're so lucky.
The second one, boobs are more fraternal twins than identical. Did you know this?
I didn't know this.
Everyone has asymmetrical features, an arm longer than the other, a foot larger than the other, even a breast larger than the other.
I did know
I
that.
I knew that.
Yes.
I knew that one was larger.
Every woman has one bigger than the other.
In a study published in the International Journal of Clothing Science and Technology, the right breast was found to be on average larger than the left.
Hmm.
The third fact, breasts can weigh about as much as 3 bricks.
3 bricks?
Each or together?
I guess together.
Have to be together.
Imagine carrying 3 bricks around all day, every day, and then sleeping with them on your chest.
That's why some women that have really huge ones will end up getting reduction surgery because their
tragedy.
Back, their backs
I know.
Are
that
messed up.
Ought to be back illegal. Pain, but it's a tragedy.
That ought to be illegal.
The average bra can support breasts that weigh between 0.5 pound and 20 pounds.
20?
A 20-pound breast.
About the weight of 3 bricks.
Now you're talking.
That's heavy stuff.
Yeah.
I'm adding in a little quotes here in the article because they're quite entertaining. The fourth one, and if you like them large, you're probably not rolling in dollar.
What does that mean?
A 2013 study found that men who lacked material goods or who were from a lower socioeconomic background preferred women with larger bosoms.
Well, I must be poorer than I thought.
As this higher fat content may indicate the women have access to better resources. So that's why you're attracted to them, because they may have better resources than you do. And it goes, that one's not that interesting.
See, and I'm not a guy that likes great big bazongas.
What do you mean by great big?
Well, I mean, I like them just kind of normal
very
size.
Very average.
Normal.
Too like
smaller
them
than average.
Yeah.
Normal. Yeah. What's wrong with you?
I don't know what normal is.
I don't discriminate. I'm across the board. Like you said, there needs to be some fatty tissue there.
Yes. A lover of
but,
all.
But, yes.
Enough to
I like the spectrum.
Here's how you do it. You need enough to make decent cleavage.
Yeah.
And
that doesn't require huge ones, just enough for good
handful.
Handful. Yeah.
The next one, everyone stares at your breasts. Everyone.
You mean you're talking to me about my breasts?
Maybe. No, I think it was about women. Uh-huh. According to a study where women and men were fitted with an eye-tracking device, both were found to look at a woman's boobs instead of her face, but men do it for longer. Hmm. So women do boob watch, too, but they're just quicker about it.
Mm-hmm. That's why I like mirrored sunglasses.
Yes, those are great. Yeah.
I use my eye problems as an excuse to sometimes wear sunglasses so that when
indoors
I talk,
or outdoors?
Yes, indoors too. I'm sorry, my eyes are bothering me today. And that way I can talk to them, but look at their breasts. And it's hard not to. Let me say something to women. It is very difficult, if you're well endowed, for us to look at your face when you're talking to us and not look down there. And tell the truth, you want us to look down there. You know you do. If you show any cleavage at all, you are asking for us to look down there.
Yes.
Be honest.
Right.
Okay.
I'm sure it's flattering, just like any man would be flattered if a woman were to check out part of his body.
And unfortunately, you can't say to a woman, you have beautiful cleavage. You should be able to say that.
Right. And I'm sure most of them would be flattered by that. But the certain minority would be.
Get you fired.
Number six fact. What does your... I don't know if this word I don't necessarily like saying on the air, but your nipple.
Yeah, I don't like to hear that.
Type say about you. Mm. There are different types, of course, classified as normal, flat, puffy, and inverted.
Right.
With three grades of inversion and unilateral. And just like the asymmetry of boobs, your things may not be a matching pair.
Your tips.
Yes.
Your end pieces.
Yeah. The pepperonis.
The inverted one. That's an interesting phenomena.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. Number seven, there's even a matching triplet. Another udder. A triple nipple.
Our neighbor, when I was a kid, had a third nipple.
Really? Yeah.
Having a third one somewhere on the body is called polythelia.
Yeah. Her name was Helen, and she was a nurse. And she told my mother and showed my mother her third nipple. It was under her arm.
Under her arm?
Disgusting. Yeah.
Wow.
Around 3% of people, not just women, have an extra one, according to a pathology outline. Although estimates varying greatly by location, the National Institute of Health's Office of Rare Diseases estimates that fewer than 200,000 people in the U.S. have an extra.
That's still a lot.
Yes.
Can they have that removed, I wonder?
I don't know. It's often mistaken for a mole and can appear anywhere on the body, so grab a mirror and have a good check.
And you've got a mole over there. No, that's a...
Third nipple.
Smoking and pregnancy can cause sweater puppies to sag.
Sweater puppies.
That's what this article says.
Sweater puppies.
So that's another name for breasts. So say that again. If you smoke when you're pregnant, it can cause your boobs to sag?
No, I think these are two individual cases.
Oh, smoking or pregnancy. Yeah.
There's a vital protein in the skin called elastin, which gives skin elasticity and stretch without tearing. Mm-hmm. Continual smoking can actually break down this protein, causing slack bosoms.
See, ladies, don't smoke.
Additionally, pregnancies can also cause breasts to travel south, as a study presented at the 2007 conference for the American Society of Plastic Surgeons found. Mm. And the last one, you can get your hands on all the bras for science. It says there's an entire department for this at the Hong Kong Polytechnic University, created by the bra manufacturer Top Form. This lab is purely dedicated to the research and development of bras. Glorious bras.
Wow. That's a great list. That's so informative.
Peons fun facts.
Yeah. I thought that was. I have more, but we can break.
Whew. That was good. That was interesting.
Yes, it's always about learning.
It is about learning.
The subject doesn't really matter. It's just that you're learning about something scientific.
When you and I research for the show, first thing we look at something we're thinking about doing on the show, and we ask ourselves, can people learn from this?
Right.
And if the answer is no, we throw it away.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's a good job. And then we'll get to Dan's contribution after we take a quick break. American Equity Mortgage is the longest running advertiser on this show. They've been part of this show for 23 years. So what we would ask from you in return for their loyalty and dedication and their helping to keep this show on the air is that you would consider including them when you go out looking for a mortgage for that house you're going to buy. Talk to the folks at American Equity Mortgage. Now, here's the other thing. If you're already a homeowner and you finally realized that making these minimum payments on credit cards is not only not a good idea, it's stupid. Unless you just do it for a couple of months. If you month after month are making minimum payments, you're insane if you're a homeowner, because you don't have to do that. American Equity Mortgage will get you a bill consolidation loan. They'll pay all of those credit cards off. Now, you still have to pay that money back, but now you're paying it back to American Equity Mortgage and at a much lower rate. Because you're a homeowner, you take advantage of today's low, still low, mortgage rates. Makes all the sense in the world. Let's say you were paying 12%, now you're paying 4%. No-brainer. And then let's say you're a homeowner and you need money for something you don't have the cash for. A significant amount of money. Maybe it's a medical expense that wasn't covered by insurance. Maybe it's a very special trip you want to take, and an anniversary. Maybe it's a wedding. Your daughter's getting married. You want it to be done right. Maybe something that, you never saw coming. Just an unexpected expense. And take out a home equity loan. That's what the equity in your house is good for. Borrowing power. Talk to them. They work fast. And they'll get you as good a rate as anybody could get you. Based, of course, on your credit history. American Equity Mortgage. AmericanEquity.com. Or, and here's the number, and you know it. Don't confuse it with any other. 314-878-9999. American Equity Mortgage.
Meet me.
Time to get a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, there's not a whole lot going on right now. We do have a water main break at Brentwood Boulevard at Manchester. The heavy traffic now is on eastbound 44 east of Bowles up to the Merrimack River Bridge. That right lane on northbound 55, a bit heavy from Park up to the Poplar. Eastbound 270, you're just a bit heavy now at 170 through New Florissant, but then it opens up. And it's just volume getting going now on westbound 40 as you make way from Kings Highway all the way out through Highway 270. And this report is brought to you by Firehouse Subs. The King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw Sandwich is back. It's steaming hot, 12-hour pit smoke, pulled pork. It's topped with pepper jack cheese and fresh Hawaiian coleslaw. It's all piled high on toasted King's Hawaiian bread. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen, limited time only. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Locally owned, locally operated. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
If you snooze, you lose. In today's fast-paced world, if you're too tired to focus and stay sharp, you fall behind. That's why people everywhere are scrambling to get their hands on Prilogen, the new breakthrough that gives you the mental edge and focus you need to win in life. To satisfy demand, free trials are now being given away to anyone who calls the following toll-free number in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-400-7132. Prilogen is powered by clinically proven ingredients to enhance your ability to focus, improve your concentration, boost your physical energy, improve your mood, and even help you stay alert when you didn't get enough sleep. And Prilogen is healthy, natural, and made in the USA. In today's fast-paced world, if you snooze, you lose. Prilogen gives you the mental edge and focus you need to win. And right now, they're giving away free trials to anyone who calls in the next 10 minutes. So hurry. Call now for details. 1-800-400-7132. That's 1-800-400-7132. 1-800-400-7132.
Do you use a CPAP device for sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your bulky in-home device everywhere you travel? Then you need to know about Transcend, the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It lets you sleep in total comfort anywhere you go. And right now, you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-500-6720. Transcend from MiniCPAP.com is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can sleep comfortably even while flying. Transcend is our smallest, lightest, and most portable mini CPAP design ever, offering all the performance of a bulky standard in-home device. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-500-6720. Again, that's 1-800-500-6720.
This isn't a commercial. It's a gift to anyone who's sick and tired of dealing with their hearing loss.
because we'll give everyone who calls a risk-free trial of a life-changing hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Not only that, we'll also give you free shipping and free batteries for life. But you must call now. 1-800-700-9313. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. So if you're sick of dealing with your hearing loss, let us give you a 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Cheap and fast may work for a quick lunch or a haircut, but what it doesn't work for is floor covering. Listen to that voice that's telling you that what sounds too good to be true is a mistake. Instead, when it's time for new flooring, do it right the first time. Call a member of the Flooring Industry Council, whose install floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training in all types of flooring materials, backed by companies with decades in the business and extensive experience working for St. Louis's leading businesses and homeowners. Cheap and fast may be okay for a cup of coffee and a donut, but it doesn't work for floor covering. For a list of contractors who will leave you with the assurance that you made the right decision, contact the Flooring Industry Council. Call 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Martin Kilcoin here to tell you that the Kilcoin Show this Friday on remote from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. from Here Today in Arnold. Here Today, a new contemporary discount store unlike any other discount store. Here Today has fun, quirky items that are here today and could be gone tomorrow, hence the name. Here Today, started by local investors and now grown to 4 locations in St. Louis. So join us this Friday at Here Today in Arnold from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m., a live broadcast of The Kilcoin Show.
What instrument is this? Some synthesizer, keyboard?
I think it's a synthesizer.
It's time for Dan Strauss's contribution to the Burke segment.
Oh, I have one final thing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And now with the final thing, here's Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The Tom Brady thing. Have you been hearing some of this? So in the course of this investigation with him being, suspended for 4 games, there was a bunch of emails that came out that was part of the
investigation. I knew there were texts that had disappeared.
Yeah, texts, and it turned out he destroyed a phone. But
what does that tell you?
Yeah, I know that kind of it says guilt there. But yeah. So the most entertaining of these emails to come out is a back and forth between Tom and his manager, Ben Rawitz.
His personal
manager. And so you can kind of find out what personal managers have to deal with people like this. So on the email starts, Ben Rawitz, his manager, had to break the news to Tom that he had to buy an $8,300 pool cover with an installation fee of $240 makes it $8,500.
That's a big expense.
And so the email says, pool cover $8,300 plus installation $240 will be $8,540. Cover color samples are on the counter for you to see. Also, once the winter cover is on, you cannot use the jacuzzi. So this is the kind of stuff that managers of these people have. And so Tom emails Ben back, and he goes, well, why can't we use the same cover we have on now? So Ben's response, getting details, but it has to do with snow, weight, ice, and changing temps. We'll make sure it's 100% necessary. So Tom is not happy. So he goes, these effing idiots, if that's the case, why don't we have that same cover for the year round? Then Ben, so these are small emails back and forth over the course of a day. So Ben has to explain to Tom, the winter cover isn't retractable. It covers the whole pool and is tied down to the ground. I'm okay, getting details.
People have any idea of the problems that these rich people have to deal with.
Oh,
see, this
yeah.
is just one example. Yes. Of what.
And then Ben tells Tom, my friends with pools around here growing up had two covers as well. So Tom's response to that is, okay, well, we don't need to put that on until it starts snowing. Maybe another month, right? Ben responds, in the winter, the water level is lowered, so when it freezes, the tile does not get damaged. So he goes on and on explaining why they need two covers. The winter cover is designed to support the weight and also allows water to drain through it, so there is no need for pumping water off. It takes 2 to 3 weeks to get the cover, so yes, we can wait another month. I suggest a white cover to blend in with the snow, or black. So Tom's response, I like the white cover also, similar to the color we have now.
Good grief.
Been half a day.
This is goes into the next day now. And so Ben finally emails Tom the next day, FYI, no white, going with black cover. So Tom responds, what kind of morons don't have a white cover? Can you check with another company?
You know what? I had no idea
they
had to go through all of this horrible.
So then the final email Ben sends back to Tom. G decided on gray, and the order is in. So G stands for Giselle. So yeah. Giselle has spoken.
Gray.
Gray is the choice, and the pool cover was.
Wow. You know, and you folks did think, well, these people don't have to worry about anything. They got a lot of money. You see there? There they do.
Oh,
they had a
that
lot
took
of
like a day and a half to get that figured
about.
Out.
Wow.
And then think of all the other emails about your car needs new plates.
Yeah.
I had to get your tires inflated. It's just on and on and on. There's no rest for these people.
It's all about a pool cover.
Dan Strauss has something. Dan, it's all yours.
Thank you so much,
you're
Frank.
Welcome.
Our band, the Southside Johnny Band, was supposed to play tonight at St. Ann Park in T-Meyer,
yeah.
at T-Meyer Park for parties in the park, and it's been canceled due to
sad news.
Due to the weather.
Think of the disappointed people out there.
I know.
There are probably people already sitting there in the park.
Oh, they're already there.
Well, they camped out.
Yeah, the front row seats. Yeah.
So it's been canceled due to the weather, and then went to the Muni last night. And saw Beauty and the Beast, which I had never.
You're becoming a Muni head there.
I've never sat down and watched Beauty and the Beast.
What's it? It's about a.
It's a guy. That,
he's the Beast.
He had a spell put on him.
Why is the girl never the Beast? Like Phantom of the Opera, it's always a disfigured guy. Why isn't there a play about an ugly, disfigured girl?
I saw Shrek about a week or two ago, and in that movie,
Fiona.
Woman has a spell put on her where she's
beautiful.
Beautiful during the day.
She's beautiful, and I can't remember. She has to.
I don't know.
I can't remember
about
what
daytime
the deal
and
is.
Nighttime.
But that's different. That's like a Cinderella.
She's
thing.
An ogre.
Yeah, she's never been.
Remember that TV show where that guy looked like a monkey or a lion or something? It was called Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah,
Ron Perlman was the Beast.
Yeah,
and what's her name? Really a cute, hot chick. Was in love with him. Women, I'm telling you, and that's why there are these stories, there's something, they're attracted to disfigured, beastly, ugly men.
Well, she had to...
It's like a sympathy, I feel sorry for you, let's have sex.
He had to win her over. The whole story is, because I never really knew the entire story, and my daughter went, and I was talking to her about it, and she kind of filled me in, but he had a spell put on him, along with his entire staff in his house. So all these people were not going to be human again. Eventually, they were turning into candles, a clock.
Tea kettles.
Yeah, tea kettles and all this stuff. And then he was the Beast. So he had to fall in love, and she had to fall in love with him in order for the spell to be broken. So
how did this
he had
get
to
started?
Overcome the beast.
I have no idea. It's a Disney thing.
Didn't it used to be Prince and the and
the frog?
Knight and White Knight, and that's what chicks were attracted to, and then all of a sudden they go for disfigured people and beasts and stuff?
Well, then after she falls in love with him because of his inner beauty.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
He turns back to
and then he turns back to a normal guy, and he's like a prince-looking type guy or something
and
like that.
And then she ditched him? She wanted anything to do with him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She said, get the heck out of here.
Yeah. Man. The what happened to that beast in your pants?
Yeah.
It's just normal.
It's gone.
I'm out of here.
I tried to watch that Phantom of the Opera. I'm telling you, the guy has half his face is blown off. I still don't really know what happened to half his face.
Is that a fire?
I don't know.
Burn?
And then she's, oh my goodness, I love you so much because you got half a face. I don't get it. And it's like that's what the attraction was. Is it, I feel sorry for you. I don't know.
Women.
Women.
But always falling in love with your inner
self. Don't try to figure them out.
But it was an excellent show.
Well, the music show. What's a good big song for Beauty and the Beast?
Beauty and the Beast.
No, that's it. That
something like that. And then there's another one, too, but I can't remember what that was. But that's another big one. But I was just looking at the entire...
Be Our Guest, Callan.
Be Our Guest, yeah. Be Our Guest is another one. I was just looking at the Muni thinking, this is a really cool venue. And it had a really good crowd there. But I thought, what other cities have a venue like the Muni?
Nobody.
That they do this outside theater
and
stuff?
No other, I don't think.
And it was really cool. But they had pyrotechnic, what is it?
Easy for you to say.
Pyrotechnics?
Yeah, pyrotechnics. And they had fireworks and all kinds of stuff. So that was a great show. And I have one more thing. Okay. It has been confirmed. For August the 15th.
Oh, my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this is huge news. This is huge. The big event, August 15th. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, as you know, it is a huge event. I will be making a rare appearance from 11 to 2. The White Widow will be there. That's the Z06. Kitty Harrison, the grill mistress, will have burgers, brats, hot dogs. There are going to be some special things given away, and it has just been announced. Dan, I turn it over now to Dan Strauss. He should make this announcement because it is huge. Dan, take it away.
Thank you so much, Frank. The Southside Johnny Band will be performing in the Johnny Londoff lot. From 11 to 2.
This is huge. Will you take requests?
Oh, sure. We'll take requests.
Now you got a reason to come on the 15th.
So what happens if someone requests a song that you guys don't know, though?
Then we won't play it.
Oh, so it has
or
to
Or
be-
we try. We sometimes we try and play it.
Well, I was worried about this. Now I'm not. Now we're going to have people.
The deal, century right here.
There was a time someone came up and said, at one of our jobs, and said, can you play REO Speedwagon Riding the Storm Out? And we all looked at each other. I haven't played that since high school, and a lot of us haven't. But we remembered it, so we played it.
See,
it turned out
that's
good.
The kind of band you're talking. That's the kind of band you're talking about seeing on the 15th, right there. The Johnny's Speedwagon
Southside Johnny Band.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be the Northside Johnny Londoff Band that day.
You can change your name just for that event.
Yeah.
That's the 15th. That's 11 to 2, and I think all day long things are going on. And we'll talk about that in a little bit because I think John's going to join us. Also, after the news break, because it's Wednesday, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, do not hesitate to call if you have a pet, whatever it is. I don't think there's an animal that he hasn't done surgery on or worked on or removed something from its rectum or whatever he does with animals. Yeah. So Dr. Doug will be with us. He'll be thinking about your questions for your pet. That's coming up pretty quickly. First Community Credit Union, I'm going to read you part two. I started yesterday with an email. It's two full pages. It's a terrific email. And this is part two from Patty. And the second part, she said, second story. That's how it starts. She says, I have four children. When I went to open up their accounts, I opened them at different locations, depending on where I was and what child I happened to have with me at the time. I wanted them to be part of the process of opening an account with me so they understood it was their savings. I have a set of twins. I opened up their accounts at two different locations, the Arnold Walmart location of First Community Credit Union and the Telegraph location. The Arnold locations would send birthday cards out to the kids on their birthdays. After 2 years of one twin getting a birthday card and the other one not getting one, she asked me how come she didn't get a card and her sister did. I told her, I don't know. Let's see what happens next year. In the meantime, I stopped into Arnold, explained the situation, asked him if they could send both a card or neither one of them. They said no problem. This year, they both received cards. To adults, this is no big deal, but to kids, this is a big deal. I love my First Community Credit Union tellers. And then she says, Frank, you can use my first name only on the air, but if I made any mistakes in grammar or punctuation, don't use my name. So, Patty, I didn't see a lot of mistakes, so I will use your name. And thank you for being a loyal listener and First Community Credit Union member. I invite all of you to join all of us who do all of our banking at First Community Credit Union. You won't be sorry. This is a great place to bank. 41 locations, I believe, now. And fresh hot popcorn, and on hot days there are popsicles, and the rates are great, and the people are great, and you're going to be glad you took all of your banking business away from wherever it is now and moved it to First Community Credit Union. Stop in at any one of the locations and ask any questions you want to go to this website, firstcommunity.com.
Meep, meep. Let's get a quick check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
All right, eastbound 40 downtown, slowing from Jefferson to the Poplar. You've got westbound 40, Hampton through McCausland, the water main break at Brentwood Boulevard in Manchester. And this traffic report is brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Wondering if your battery's on its way out? Stop by Advance. They'll test it for you free of charge, of course, at Advance Auto Parts. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Creativity gives you the power to do anything. Your imagination is boundless. Your inspirations can lift you higher. And you can help shape a better world. Create something that inspires a happier tomorrow. ABC wants to inspire you. Have an idea for a project to change your community? We can help make it happen. Apply for a creativity grant at abc.com/beinspired by August 10th. Be inspired to create the future you imagine.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee can, and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Get the kids in.